we on the air?
We are on the air.
Okay.
In fact.
Good.
In fact, maybe you should just give us the intro, Jeff.
Well, good morning. This is Robert Woolsey here, and we're doing the Friday morning annual regular interview, and his guest today is Jeff Budd. Good morning.
Good morning, Robert.
No, you're still...
You didn't,
am I Robert?
You didn't say the time.
Oh, I'm sorry. The time by my watch is probably about 16 after.
No, it's closer to 19 after, 8 o'clock. And you are listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And it's my bad. I potted up the mics while Jeff was still jawing about whatever we were talking about. Jeff,
bicycles.
Bud, yes, biking. It's National Bike to Work Day.
And I had breakfast at UAS this morning.
Yes, you had your breakfast over there. They're still making breakfast until 9 o'clock.
Good pancakes, sausage, eggs, orange juice, coffee, bagels, syrup.
Yeah, it sounds good. And what a great day to ride your bike today.
Beautiful.
Jeff Budd is with the Greater Sitka Arts Council, and Jeff and I cannot help but talk about biking when we get together, but that's not actually what we're talking about today.
No, sir.
This is an interesting idea you have.
Well, I, of course, stole it from somebody. So we're on about the Greater Sitka Arts Council wants to do a Sitka State, in quotes, fair. And I attended the Chamber of Commerce meeting a couple months ago or something, and the Palmer State Fair people were down here talking about their state fair, which has been going on for 100 years or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, heck, if those guys can have a state fair, why can't Sitka have a state fair?
Now, this is interesting because the Palmer people were here to promote attendance at their fair, and I think it's just kind of interesting that what has resulted from that is that people in Sitka said, it sounds like such a great idea, we ought to do it here ourselves.
We'll see if people think it's a great idea. But next year, Palmer are hoping to get Willie Nelson. So I don't know if we'll have a draw like that in the immediate future. But the idea is to see if people are interested in the state fair, and we'll have some state fair kinds of activities. We'll have a contest, for example, for the best hobbies and collections, and then crafts. And then cooking, we'll have cupcakes, pies, jams and jellies and breads. Everything will be divided into age groups, you know, 0 to 10, 11 to 17, 18 on up. And there'll be prizes. They might not be fabulous prizes, but there'll be blue ribbons or something.
I was
going like
to say, there better be ribbons.
There'll be ribbons.
If it's going to be a fair, yes, there's got to be ribbons.
There'll be ribbons. We'll have a photo contest. We'll have entertainment. And I'm going to meet with the 4-H people, so I'm not sure about everything that's going to be involved. But we'll try to keep it not too big and just make it doable, and hopefully it'll be fun and funny.
When is the Sitka State Fair happening?
August 19th in our own exhibition hall. Some people call it Centennial Building.
Okay.
But it's an exhibition hall for that day from noon to 5 p.m. And those that we're going to invite food vendors, so we'll have a midway. And if you go to the dictionary, the first definition of midway is a place where food is served in the middle of a fair, kind of a exposition.
Yes.
One of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll have hopefully some fair food at the fair, and we'll just see if it's fun, see what people think.
So it is. It's fun. It's just going to be one afternoon, Saturday. It's a Saturday?
Sunday.
August 9th.
Yeah.
Well, it's August 19th.
Yeah.
Take our word on that. It's August 19th. And there's all these things going on, crafts, hobbies and collections, cupcake pies, jams, jellies, breads. This is the kind of thing that, I mean, people who are serious about state fairs, I mean, they're pretty serious. This is sort of the time to think about what you're going to be entering and things. And are you going to be, is it going to get more specific than this? Like, will there be, you know, a best... you know, salmon recipe, or will there be a best rhubarb pie or blueberry pie? Actually, in August, rhubarb's kind of already, I'm thinking rhubarb's already a little past its prime, and we're more into our berry season then. Is there going to be that kind of judging?
Well, there'll be the best pie for each of those age ranges, and the best cupcake and jams and jellies and the best bread, and then probably the best collection, age group again, best hobby. I'm not sure if there's a difference between a hobby and a collection. Well, I guess a collection is a hobby.
Okay.
And then a best craft. And I think what we'll do is probably have people that come to it, you know, vote for best of show or, you know, and that people decide that themselves. And I'm hesitant to have contests because I just think people should do it for the fun of it. But it's traditional to have fair to have people to get ribbons. So they'll get ribbons.
Sure. And the midway, is that going to be inside?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's my plan.
It's going to be inside the exhibition hall.
Exhibition hall, yes, sir.
And
but no animals this year.
Okay.
Maybe next year.
All right, not any, no giant bulls or...
No, maybe we'll bring up some Clydesdales next year. I don't know.
Well, it's...
We have some ideas.
Let's talk about the photo contest a minute, and then we can talk about why we get so kind of giddy talking about a state fair. Anyway, there's a photo...
And no rides this year.
No rides.
Not yet.
Nothing, no pukers.
Not yet.
Another great tradition at the state fair. What about the photo contest?
Okay, photo contest. Brenner's was kind enough to donate to us almost 40, kind of, I guess you would characterize them as their hearts for sure, but I guess they're Christmas ornaments. And our idea, we're partnering with White's Pharmacy, we'll have a photo contest. And the deal is you need to put that heart in a photo of something you like about Sitka. It doesn't have to be front and center, but it has to be in the photo. And then again, we'll have the same age range as I said before. And White's will print them up, and they will display it. I think most of them are not all of them. There's only 40 hearts, so 40 people will get a chance to use them. Although, you could lend your heart to somebody else. But I think the only one that, you know, we'll do 40 to 80, I think, is a deal. And then there'll be, again, the best of show and the best this and that and the next thing.
Okay, so it can...
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
In a nutshell, you're going to pick up one of these
for $10 because it's a fundraiser for the Greater Sitka Arts Council. Will cost a little bit.
Pick up one of these hearts from White's Pharmacy starting
May 24th, I believe.
Okay.
So if they go to Sitka Arts, SITKARTS.org, all that information will be on there in a day or two.
Okay, the Greater Sitka Arts Council website. But the idea is you're going to pick up one of these hearts for $10, and then you're going to photograph or make images, and the heart is going to appear somewhere in the picture.
Yep. So,
and that's going to be sort of a kind of a consistent theme.
Yeah. So if you really, really, really like your bike, you might put that heart with your bike and take a picture of the heart with the bike.
Well, yeah, this is something that that I remember. There have been I remember a book of photography where people carted around the same red couch.
Oh, I saw that.
So this couch was just in a picture of the Taj Mahal.
Yeah.
It was
everywhere on the Oregon beach or something.
Yeah, yeah. So that was sort of the idea, and that idea has been manifested in itself in many different ways. So it sounds like a great idea, and this is Elena Brown.
Yes.
Is somebody you could track down if you wanted more information.
Over at Harry Races or White's Pharmacy.
All right, so Sitka Hearts Photo Contest, a midway, music and entertainment on the center stage, hobbies and collections, cupcakes, pies, jams, jellies, and bread. And I'm thinking there's almost got to be, you know, sort of Sitka foods, hasn't there? I mean, somebody's got to have some halibut or...
Probably.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't want to speak for the fair, but, I mean, this is where we take a lot of pride in how
I guess we would be remiss not to have some kind of a fish thing. You're right.
And
I was trying to keep it simple.
Okay, sorry.
That's all right.
I'm just throwing out suggestions. Jeff, where did you grow up?
Some people say I haven't yet.
Okay.
I'm a military brat, so we moved all over the place. So I've seen the Ohio State Fair in Columbus. I've seen the Iowa State Fair visiting friends. I've seen the Oregon State Fair, the Minnesota State Fair. And when I lived in Eugene, I lived right by the county fairgrounds. So we had the Lane County Fair, and it was two blocks away. And that's where I really started liking fairs because it was, you know, it was right. And the thing that most amazed me there was the collections, because people would have hundreds and hundreds of oil cans, all sizes, all shapes, all ages, you know, salt and pepper shakers. Anything you can collect. So I'm a deltaologist. Do you know what that is?
No.
That's a postcard collector. Mm-hmm. So I have about 1,000 postcards of what some people would call exaggerations. I would say they're true photos or representations of huge oranges bigger than a boxcar.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that kind of stuff because it's just real quirky. So I'm curious to see if people will bring out their collections and we'll see what we get.
Yeah.
Or hobbies too. And
yeah, that just there's just so much potential there. I grew up in the Midwest in Oklahoma, and the state fair there was just huge. And thinking back on it, you know, I just loved going to the state fair. I loved seeing, you know, the motorcycle on the wall of death and going out and getting, nauseated on the rides and eating the huge cotton candy. And I think I think back on it, my parents must have just dreaded taking me and my sisters and my brother to this thing, you know, because we all just got, you know, exhausted beyond belief and sugar dosed and, you know, eating all kinds of junk food. But the memories of that are probably really profound for other people too. I mean, it's such a memorable thing for a kid to, I mean, watching the motorcycle go around on the wall of death still.
All that stuff was just amazing.
Yeah.
And so we used to, well, like in Ohio, they had, I guess what, I don't know if it's politically correct, but they'd have the, off on the side would be the freak show.
Yes.
There'd be all kinds of strange things and things with mirrors and two-headed people and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. And yeah, like rabbits with two heads or, yeah, you know,
well,
whatever.
They had people with two heads. Yeah. But it had to be mirrors, I'm pretty sure. But we could never, if we were kids, we couldn't figure it out.
I guess we'll just see if this Sitka State Fair gets a little traction before we move on into that that level. So it's the Greater Sitka Arts Council is putting this thing together. Jeff Budd is coordinates activities for the Greater Sitka Arts Council. Elena Brown, at White's Pharmacy, mm-hmm, is doing the Sitka Hearts Sitka Photo Contest. You can find out more about Sitka's State Fair, which will be happening noon to 5 p.m. August 19th at the Harrigan Centennial Hall, which is going to be renamed the Exhibition Hall for the purposes of this event. And it's all online at sitkaarts.org. That's SITKAARTS.org.
Or they can call me, 747-4821.
Or you can call Jeff Budd. Jeff, thanks so much for coming
in
this morning and sharing
my pleasure
the Sitka State Fair.